Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
They're hot, kids. They are hot. Your Blackhawks are hot, and Breakfast with the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank, and our friend Brian Campbell joins us now. Are you out on the ice skating rink that we call the Highways of Chicago?
Yeah, I can skate downtown today.
Probably be faster.
But yeah, the roads aren't too bad, so that's a good thing.
Do you, coming from Canada, where, you know, summer lasts 15 minutes, certainly you get used to driving in bad weather, but you've been in Chicago long enough. It always amazes me, and I love this town, you know that, but it always amazes me how people forget how to drive every winter.
Yeah, or when it rains out, everybody changes too.
Yeah, I know. It's just gas pedal, brake, gas pedal, brake. I mean, it's the car still runs the same way, so... I don't know. Hey, you guys are hot. You're feeling good. The team is relatively healthy. When you're not getting a perfect night from the goaltender, you're scoring a bunch of goals. It feels good, right?
Yeah, we're starting to play better. I think we're starting to kind of get our identity going a little bit more and getting our everybody contributing. And it's been good. We had a good homestand there. You always want to take advantage of your homestand, so... Now we got a couple tough games coming up here with Washington and Minnesota. So big games for us. You know, obviously the Minnesota game's big, but Washington is no slouch, that's for sure.
One of the with the MB Financial Bank Breakfast with the Blackhawk, we always take a question from a listener. This is from John Youngren for you, Sue. And it reminds me of Washington because maybe the worst injury you've had as a player is when the dirty commie Alex Ovechkin slammed your head into the boards a few years ago. What's the hardest part of coming back to a game after an injury? And do you get afraid of re-injuring yourself, or do you just have to play like it never happened?
I think sometimes it depends. I think it's always in the back of your head a little bit, the first game coming back from injuries. You obviously don't want to get hurt again. You're a little tentative. That's for sure. Conditioning wise, you're fine because usually you're skating, extra and doing that. But I definitely think you do have a little bit of timing issues and you are a little tentative out there with that injury. You almost need to get hit just to make sure. And you're like, okay, I know I'm all right with whatever kind of injury you're coming back from. So, definitely a little bit timid, but you try and put it out of your mind a little bit.
You know, Steve mentioned the goalies. And as a D-man, how much fun is it to play in front of guys like Scott Darling and also Corey Crawford?
Well, I think they cover up some mistakes quite often. So they're very good at that. So I think it's exciting, for us, We always know that we have them to help us out, and they're also pretty good at playing the puck as well. So that kind of helps for defensemen, moving the puck, getting it out of our zone. So, that's one thing we can't complain about is our goaltending this year. It's been great every night, and they're a good tandem.
Well, Crawford's gotten way better at playing the puck because it wasn't that long ago when Crawford would play the puck or leave the net. You'd go, don't leave the net, don't leave the net, don't leave the net. So I assume he's working on it a lot.
Yeah, I think confidence, too, is, with that comes some confidence. But, yeah, he's great at handling it. I know last game he wasn't happy with himself. He kind of handled it, made a bad play. But, obviously, he recovered like he always does. But, it just helps for defensemen knowing that he can move the puck quick and we kind of go for our outlets and let him, make the decision from there. And it's kind of like having an extra D-man there behind the net.
Brian, hey, I'm just curious. Does your wife and your kids, your family, do they come to a lot of the home games? Or is it more of a they just watch on TV and then when daddy comes home? Or are you kind of, not at that cool phase? They're not really fazed by what you do?
Yeah, I'm not. They really don't care about their dad.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, it's all right.
Well, mine are a little younger, so, we have them to bed pretty early. So, you know, sometimes they'll come for like the Sunday games at 6 o'clock and watch a period and then usually go home. They're not too interested. They're more interested in going downstairs and playing with the other kids in the family room than watching the hockey. But it's kind of funny, you know, my wife will send me videos and the game starts at home and our 1 year old, you know, she'll walk around and say, "Daddy, hockey." So, or she sees a Blackhawks emblem. She always says that. So, you know, it's fun with that. But they try to come to the odd game, but we don't have too many early games on our schedule for them. So they don't make it to too many.
Do they understand they can't come down and skate with you?
Yeah, they do understand that. We got my three-and-a-half-year-old out the other day, and she was, I think we're going to have to wait another 6 months to get her out there. She wasn't too excited about being on the ice.
Yeah, so it doesn't just grow on trees. You got to work on it.
Yeah, you got to discipline them and make sure you really force it.
Right.
We took my god
Stop
kids.
Stop crying, to, skate.
Yeah, we took my god kids to the Winter Wonderfest. I think I told Brian this, and my 5-year-old godson was on skates for the first time. He loved it. So Panarin walked by. I said, "Hey, yell, go bread, man." And he looked over. You know, he's still on the ice. He's hanging out to the side. He says, "Go bread."
Right. Well, it's close.
Yeah.
Hey, before I let you go, I don't know if Ovechkin's a trash talker at all, but with Washington coming in and with having a little bit of history, is there any chance you could get Panarin to curse at him in his native tongue?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how well they know each other, but or at least I could pick up some. Maybe I'll pick up some words today on the plane, ask him a few words that I can be yelling out around there. So,
yeah, because Panarin, when Panarin was in here, he taught us how to say the F word.
He also taught
Russian.
Us how to say, we were talking about my pillow.
Yeah.
My pachufska, that was his pillow. He taught us.
You sure that wasn't the other word?
Well, I don't know.
Because if it was, we're
sorry.
In trouble.
Sorry,
there's going to be a meeting in the Kremlin. All right, buddy, I know you're going to work. Enjoy the trip to Washington. Keep this roll going and stay healthy.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.